Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. Outdoor time is in session. I'm Bill Barty, your host, as we come in and talk about many things to do in our Carolina outdoors and beyond. TJ Boggs is on the other side of the glass over there.
Good morning.
Don Yeager is on assignment with all the other outdoor guys in whatever they're doing. I think there's some summer travel going on. There's a little bit of fishing going on with Don. But no matter what they're doing, we're glad that you are joining in, listening to the Carolina Outdoors. It's a weekly podcast brought to you via the airwaves of WBT as well. And our topic today is a topic that many people hold dear and know a lot about, but many of our listeners do not know about this sport. It joined the Olympics in 1996, but it's had decades of excitement and participation before that. It's the sport of mountain biking. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and maybe help people get out on some of the mountain bike trails, find out how they can join in. We're going to bring on Josh Krynock from the Tar Heel Trailblazers. The Tar Heel Trailblazers are a local club known well by many in the Charlotte community for all of the work that they do in kind of bringing trails to mountain bike riders across the Carolinas. Josh, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, we know that we've had weeks and weeks and weeks of rain, and rain is not a mountain biker's friend, is it?
Oh, no.
It's not. Not unless maybe you're in the Pacific Northwest, and then you deal with it.
Get out there and make it
you
happen.
You don't have much of a choice up there, I guess.
Right, yeah. But down here, we don't like it.
Well, listen.
Maybe once every little while.
We're going to jump in this, and kind of many mountain bikers or bikers in general are waking up early via the airwaves of WBT hearing this topic, and they know well what the topic is, but there are a lot of people out there that mountain biking, maybe they have seen it on the Olympics, or maybe they know something called BMX, but we're going to talk about single track mountain biking, and mountain bikers maybe sometimes are looked at as extreme, trees flying by, jumping rocks, jumping roots, jostling the rider, your lungs full of air as you stand on the bike pedaling uphill on a single track mountain bike path. Josh, what is the sport of mountain biking and who is in the sport of mountain biking, at least via your view at the Tar Heel Trailblazers?
Sure. Well, you know, mountain biking is a wonderful sport. It really is. It's an all around exercise. It gets you cardio. It builds your muscles, your core, because you're balancing. You got to maneuver the bike around obstacles, and it gets you outdoors. One of the topics I hear nowadays is you know, people spend a huge amount of their lives indoors. And I personally, and I think the Tar Heel Trailblazers, we like seeing people outdoors enjoying the woods and enjoying nature. And there's, in my opinion, there's not many better ways to do it than on a mountain bike. It kind of focuses you. It melts away the rest of what you got going on in your life. Cause you really need to focus on that 12, 18 inch wide path of dirt in front of you and whatever it's throwing at you. And you kind of forget what's going on in the real world and in your life. So it's very relaxing that way. And you know, everybody does it. There's I've got friends with young kids as young as, you know, 4 or 5 on striders that are out on trails and greenways. And I've got a friend that moved to Snowshoe, West Virginia, he's in his late 60s, and he still rides his cross-country bike and his downhill bike on the bike park up there. So it really runs the gamut of all people. And it really just takes a little bit of, you know, maybe a little bit of bravery, a little courage, and finding somebody that can show you a path, give you some pointers, and if it's for you, it'll probably become an addiction. It did for me.
Well, and I guess those last few words that you said are what help label it an adventure sport, if you will, an extreme sport. Everybody, we talk about it constantly here on the Carolina Outdoors, where a bicycle is kind of your allowance to your first freedom. When people first get that bicycle, they can push the outskirts of their neighborhood or their community. Right. They can get over there where maybe they wouldn't have walked before. But everybody kind of understands that to a level, but and people who are driving cars or out in the community can kind of understand road bikers, or at least have a view of road bikers, whether they be singles, tandems, or a group ride. But Josh, mountain biking is a little bit different, and the dangers of mountain biking, or the extremeness of mountain biking, is totally different than both of those other comparisons. You're out there in the woods or on a greenway with nature, and I guess as you progress, the dangers would come into the problems or the obstacles that you may meet, especially on a single track. Do you have any stories of woe regarding whizzing past a tree or jumping over a rock or root?
We could do a whole show on them. I do an amateur downhill race team as well, and one of our slogans is, it doesn't get easier, you just go faster. Because, you know, as you build your confidence, you're starting to let off the brakes, you're going a little bit faster, and there's always a learning curve. You know, you think you're getting a little bit better, and at some point you're going to push yourself to a point where, you know, you might go a little bit too hard. And I've smashed a few shoulders into some trees. I've torn up some knuckles from getting a little bit too close in a corner on a tree. I've broken my heel bone going off a jump at one of our local trails, and had to limp out. Luckily it was a minor break and a minor injury compared to some other people I know. But it can be dangerous, but you know, just walk across the street could be dangerous. I like to think I'm at least taking the danger in my own hands, as opposed to letting it be chance, I guess.
It's an extreme sport, and you have the scars to prove it.
Yeah,
well, that's
very much.
That's part of the adrenaline, maybe. And you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, available where podcasts are heard and via the airwaves of WBT on an early Saturday morning. Our guest is Josh Krynock from the Tar Heel Trailblazers. And if you are a mountain biker, or maybe you've been out to the U.S. National Whitewater Center, or maybe you've been on one of the greenways, many, if not most, of those trails to a degree were built by the Tar Heel Trailblazers. And Josh, as a member of that group, tell us about the mission of the Tar Heel Trailblazers, and we will give you a little bit of time to brag on prior projects if you want to, and also talk a little bit about what's going on in present day and future day with the Trailblazers.
Well, absolutely. Like I said, we do a lot of trail building. We do a lot of trail maintenance. Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, and the Parks and Rec have really entrusted the Trailblazers with developing quality trail. And if there's a piece of property where they need some trail, they'll call us, and we get somebody to lay it out. We've got just over 200 miles of single track within an hour drive of Charlotte. We've got quite a large reach. We have track up at Lake Norman State Park, with track down in South and close Greenway, I believe, trail out in East Niwari, and we kind of stop a little bit at the Catawba River a bit, but we've been building trail all over. The newest project we have actually is out by the airport to the west. It's going to be the Dixie River property, and it's part of Crescent Properties River District that they're developing. It's a 130-acre property that we're going to develop a gravity-specific and skills-specific area. So there will be jump lines that are everywhere from small beginner tabletops for the kids to the big jumps that you see, not quite on, you know, Red Bull Rampage, but for our local flavor, they're really big. There'll be pump tracks, dual slalom tracks, all kinds of things there. That's in the works right now. We're currently building it and gearing it up, working with the local governments and bureaucracies to get some parking lots and road easements in so we can get the public into the property. Once that's open up, I think that's really, that's going to be a a source of pride for the Trailblazers and what our club can really do and what we can offer.
Well, and the Trailblazers, the Tar Heel Trailblazers Mountain Bike Club is who we're talking about. The website, tarheeltrailblazers.com. Our guest, Josh Krynock from the Tar Heel Trailblazers, talking to us about mountain biking and the club. And Josh, besides that work, I mean, that sweat and muscle getting out there, working for Pride, bettering the community, especially the mountain bike community, but also the hiking community enjoys many of these trails as well. The Tar Heel Trailblazers website also puts forth trail conditions. And as we started off talking about the rain we've had in prior weeks and the alleviation of that rain, I see under trail conditions on trailblazers.com a bunch of green open symbols from Lake Norman State Park to Colonel Francis Beatty, all the way down to, as you said, the Harrisonburg Half. All of that is open. And Springs Close Greenway says call for status, but everyone can get on there. Another thing for people to see on the Tar Heel Trailblazers website is a beginner's corner. Do a lot of beginners of mountain biking kind of lean towards the Trailblazers to start appropriately?
We would love them to. We would love more. We always reach out and try to welcome as many new members to the community as we can, because it can be daunting. You know, there are a lot of things that like I said, people maybe look at a trail a certain way and they ride it one time by themselves and think, I can't do this. This is too hard. But if they go in with maybe someone that's ridden it before and can give them a few tips, they can get it done and they can progress and they feel better, you know, about themselves. We try to reach out and welcome everybody. We try to put on some clinics, things like that to teach people. We love to have everybody. I'm not 100% sure on what exactly we're doing to reach out to people. I'm sure we could probably do more. But if there's anybody that has any questions at all about getting into mountain biking, we're more than happy to answer them and help you get on a bike.
Yeah,
get out in the woods.
It is all there on the website too, tarheeltrailblazers.com. From trail conditions to club info to the latest news to, yes, that beginner's corner. Josh Krynock from the Tar Heel Trailblazers, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.